Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're on chapter number 10, which is entitled Tried and Failed. The objectives of this particular lesson are this. Upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verse or memory. You'll be able to identify biblical examples of men who overcame failure to return to the perfect will of God. You'll also be able to identify biblical examples of men who missed the will of God and their lives ended in failure, and list the guidelines for getting back into God's will when you do fail. Our key verse is found in Psalms 81:13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. Introduction. In this course, you learn many ways God speaks to man to communicate his will. But what happens when you fail to discern the will of God? Perhaps you deliberately disobey his voice. Perhaps you miss his direction through an error or misunderstanding of biblical principles. Maybe you act too quickly without his guidance. What should you do when you have tried and failed? Failures who were successes. The Bible contains many examples of great leaders who at some point in their lives failed to listen to the voice of God and missed his will. Yet these men who failed became great successes. One was Abraham. Now he had lied about Sarah being his wife for fear he would be killed and his wife was taken from him, yet he is called a man of faith and the friend of God. Another is Moses. He struck the rock and called forth water instead of speaking to it as God directed, yet the Bible states that he has never been another prophet as great as Moses. David, he committed adultery with another man's wife and then had the man killed to try to cover his sin, yet he was a great king and is called a man after God's own heart. Then you have Jonah. The preacher went the opposite direction when God called him to preach in Nineveh. Later, he preached the greatest revival in history, and the whole city was repented. Peter, he denied Jesus, but later became a great leader in the early church. Failures who were failures. The Bible also contains some examples of men who missed the will of God in their lives and it ended in failure and defeat. We have Samson. He was an important judge in the nation of Israel and had great physical strength given to him from God. He began to deliver Israel from the Philistine army, but through involvement with a heathen woman, Samson was taken captive and he died while yet a prisoner to the enemy. Next, we have Uzzah. This king originally did what was right in the sight of the Lord and God made him prosper, but Uzzah sinned by entering the temple and performing duties which only the priests were permitted to do, and he was stricken with leprosy and he died. Then we have Saul. Saul was the first king of Israel, and Saul was a man adored by the people and upon whom the Spirit of God rested. But because of disobedience, Saul was rejected by God, and another king was selected to complete his task. Saul's life ended in failure, disgrace, and in suicide. Eli. Originally a great priest in the house of the Lord, Eli and his sons died in disgrace because of disobedience. Judas. Judas was a disciple of Jesus during his earthly ministry. He witnessed the great miracles of Jesus and heard his teachings. Yet he betrayed Jesus and ended his own life by suicide. So, what made the difference? We've listed several biblical examples of men who at some point in their lives failed to discern God's will. Some of these men recovered from the failure and went on to be great men of God, and others never reversed their direction. Their lives ended in failure. What made the difference? In answer to this question, let us examine in more detail the lives of the two kings of Israel, David and Saul. First, read the story of David's departure from God's will, which is found in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. Then read the story of Saul's failure in 1 Samuel chapter 15. David's failure appears so much greater than that of Saul. Saul simply brought back some of the oxen as spoil from the battle when God had told him to do so, and David committed adultery with another man's wife. When she became pregnant, he had her husband killed to try to cover the sin. Saul was rejected by God as king, yet David remained on the throne and is called a man after God's own heart. Why did one man's life end in failure while the other went on to future successes? When the prophet Samuel confronted Saul with his sin, Saul said this, and this is found in 1 Samuel 15, 24 and 30. He said, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. And he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people, before Israel, and turn again with me, that I worship the Lord thy God. So Saul was caught in his sin, and he admitted it. He was sorry, but only for being caught. Being sorry for sin is not enough. Sorrow must lead to repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but sorrow of the world worketh death. So we find that Saul admitted that he failed, but he blamed his failure on other people. He wanted Samuel to honor him before the leaders so that he would not be disgraced. He wanted Samuel to worship God with him to show people he still was a spiritual man. Saul never confessed his sin to God. He repented and asked forgiveness, but he refused to accept personal responsibility for his actions. He offered God worship, and then when God wanted repentance, Saul was more concerned about his reputation among the people than his relationship with God. Because of this, Samuel told Saul, The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. That's 1 Samuel 15:28. So the kingdom was taken from Saul, and it was actually given to David. Now, when the prophet Nathan confronted David about his sin, David immediately acknowledged, and he said, I have sinned against the Lord. That's in 2 Samuel 12:13. He did not try to blame others. He did not blame Bathsheba. He admitted his failure and humbly repented before God. David's great prayer of repentance is recorded in Psalms 51. You might want to read the entire psalm in your Bible. David acknowledges sin and he asks for forgiveness. Here's a portion of that. It says, For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So both Saul and David made wrong choices, but when confronted with his error, David repented and changed direction, and Saul did not. He strayed further from the will of God, and his life ended in failure, defeat, and in suicide. Tried and failed. When you've missed the will of God, there are biblical guidelines which will enable you to return to the will of God. To illustrate these guidelines, we will use an example of Jonah, and you read that in the book of Jonah. In your Bible before proceeding with this lesson, Jonah was commanded by the Lord to go and preach repentance to the sinful nation of Nineveh. But instead of obeying, he headed the opposite direction, and Jonah took the following steps to return to the will of God. And these are the steps to take when you experience failure. First off, realize your failure. It took a great storm at sea to convince Jonah that he was out of the will of God. Be assured that God has ways of letting you know when you have missed his will. As long as you fail to realize that you have missed the will of God, you could never get back into his will. Do not let any excuse prevent you from admitting failure. Here are some common ones. People will say things like, people will lose confidence in me. Or, if I admit failure, it's admitting I was wrong. Or, I already failed, I might as well give up. Or, it is too late. Or, I'm a bad example, so I should just quit. Or, I am too far out of the will of God to ever get things right. Or, I don't know if I can even find the will of God again. So the first thing you want to do is repent of your sin. Jonah's great prayer of repentance is recorded in Jonah chapter 2. Jonah acknowledges sin before God. He repented and asked for forgiveness. When you miss the will of God, come before the Lord in repentance and ask God to forgive you. Be sure to forgive yourself too. It's not necessary to repent publicly unless it has affected the lives of others and need to ask their forgiveness. It is necessary, though, to repent before God. The other thing to do is to recognize the departure point. Through prayer, the written word of God and guidance of the Holy Spirit determined the point of which you missed God's will. In the case of Jonah, he recognized his departure from the will of God began when he went the opposite direction from Nineveh. Next, return to correct the error. Return to the point of departure and correct the error if possible. When Jonah recognized his failure to begin by heading the opposite direction from Nineveh, he reversed directions. He went to Nineveh and he corrected his error. Jonah 3:3. Sometimes you could do nothing to correct an error except repent. In the example of David, which we discussed, he could do nothing about his sin with Bathsheba after it was committed. The mistake was already made. There was nothing he could do to correct it except repent. In situations where you can take corrective action, however, it should be done. Revelation. Seek God for an act upon new direction. After you admit your failure, ask for forgiveness. Determine the point of departure and correct any errors possible. Seek the Lord for new direction. Remove any hindrances to hearing the voice of God. These might include sins of rebellion, self-will, and wrong attitudes. Continue to train your spiritual ear to hear God's voice by praying and studying His written word. As Jonah sought God for a new direction, the Lord spoke to him a second time and said, "Arise and go to Nineveh." And that was found in Jonah 3, 1-2. This time Jonah obeyed the voice of the Lord and he went to Nineveh and he preached the message of God. He experienced the greatest revival in history and the whole city repented. That's Jonah chapter 3. So the Bible contains many stories of men like Jonah. These men failed, but they admitted their failure and they asked for forgiveness. And when they did, God always forgave them and he provided new direction and he will do the same for you. God's not looking at your past record. He's not looking at you as you are. He is seeing the man or woman you can be if you walk in obedience to the voice of the Lord. So as a summary, the following chart summarizes biblical guidelines when you miss the will of God. And they are as follows. When you miss God's will, first off, recognize your failure. Second, repent of your sin. Third, recognize the departure point. Fourth, return to correct the error. And finally, and lastly, revelation. Seek God's will for and act upon new direction. That's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.